Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Melanie Armstrong, and here's what's happening. A man is dead after a farming accident at the Hunter's Farm Market in South Jersey Sunday morning. Police, fire, and other EMS crews in Cinnaminson arrived to the popular South Jersey Farmers Market around 10:15. They found 77-year-old John Howard Hunter caught in a machine. He died from his injuries. Police have not said what kind of machine it was. The Beau Biden Foundation in Delaware received a grant that will be used to train future teachers, healthcare providers, and law enforcement officers. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports it will help protect children.
Students at Delaware Technical Community College will receive child abuse prevention training from the Beau Biden Foundation through the $25,000 grant from Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield Delaware. Patricia Daly Lewis is the chief executive officer of the Beau Biden Foundation.
We are now able, because of this grant, to train young people on the precipice of their careers before they step foot in these organizations to know what to look for, to know what to be concerned about, to know when a child says something to them what they need to do, or when they observe something on a child what they need to do.
The foundation was established in 2015 after the passing of Attorney General Beau Biden. Lewis and another trainer visit schools, colleges, and organizations hoping to prevent child abuse nationwide.
We do it now in another college in New Jersey, College of New Jersey. It's called TCNJ. We go there 3 times a year and we train every single education major in how to recognize child abuse, how to recognize grooming, how to prevent it, and how to intervene with it.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio 103.9. FM.
Are you looking for something fun to do with the whole family while also saving a few bucks? Well, KYW's Sheriday Howard has some tips.
No matter, you can bring your kids, the elders, everybody can come.
Absolutely. Like we said, art lovers of all ages, and there really is something for everyone.
James Claiborne with the Barnes Foundation is excited to share that every first Sunday of the month, the Barnes opens their doors for their PICO Free First Sundays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and other museums are getting in on the fun.
Yeah, we're here to have a good time. First Sunday of every month, art museum. I heard there's a lot of fun activities, so we're about to check it out.
That's Max. He and his wife, Devin, along with Leah, Luke, and their kids. Now, they were focused on their next challenge.
The Rocky Steps.
Yeah, I was thinking the Rocky Steps.
And Devin, Max's wife, she had their newborn in tow.
You ready for these stairs?
It's true. If you can give birth, you can do anything.
Can't argue with that. Also free, check out the United States, Mint at Philadelphia, and the Fabric Museum. Sheridan Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Melanie Armstrong. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.